Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Costos.
Saquon Barkley, the reigning offensive player of the year. He has been terrible this season. Doesn't look close to the same player with the eye test, and I dare anyone to disagree with me on that. I dare you. It means you're not watching the games. But there was a first-person shooter. The one that really, like, launched the genre into the stratosphere was Doom. And there was a cheat code that you could use, and you would enter what's called God mode. When Matthew Stafford gets rolling, he's like in God mode. Him right now and Sean McVay, like Hall & Oates.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Terrific Football Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos. Our unbelievable crew. I'm disappointed in the crew. Just 30 seconds on our crew. You know, everybody's under the weather these days. It's that time of year, right? The weather has started to change, especially here in the Northeast. It's cold out. It's rainy here in New York City today. My daughter's sick. My wife's sick. I'm a little under the weather. But you know what? You never hear Nick Costos complain. Not on the air, at least. Off air, I'm bitching and moaning constantly. But on the air, not so much. I log on for the show today. And I'm in the VMix chat. And there's just silence. No one's saying anything. Everyone's low, because, you know, holidays are coming up. It's okay, everybody. In 2 days, we're all going to be getting fat off turkey and watching football. No problem, everybody. Well, guess what? Nick Costos is here to dominate today, baby. Let's get it today. Nick Costos. I have faith that the crew will become amazing as the show goes on. Our amazing crew and you here on, I was going to say on the BetMGM Network. I already did that. I'm not feeling great. On the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide, we are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, we're talking basketball. Oh, baby. Can't wait to talk some hoops today on You Better You Bet. We will get into college basketball off of an awesome start to Feast Week yesterday. And I'm going to tell everybody, the national championship contender one of the favorites on the odds board right now to win the Natty in college basketball. The team that concerns me right now, despite an electric start to the season for them, color me concerned. I will share that with you coming up later this hour. And with the NBA's Eastern Conference being absolutely ridiculously wide open, and we got a couple front runners at the top of the Eastern Conference right now, I'm going to tell everybody, the Eastern Conference Titans right now that I believe are frauds as far as an 82-game regular season and a postseason go. So we will get to the NBA, college basketball. We will talk basketball, a little hoop later here on You Better You Bet. We are also going to get you set to bet and win. Hopefully. No guarantees there. If you read the fine print, no guarantees there. We'll be breaking down the huge games, rivalry week coming up in college football. And among the games that we will discuss, I'm going to tell everybody the reason why I am concerned for Texas A&M on Saturday on the road at Arch Manning and Texas. Big game breakdowns of college football coming up a little later in the program. I am also today, I am going to hit every single game week 13 in the National Football League. And I'm not just talking Thanksgiving. And I'm not just talking Black Friday. No. We'll get into all the games coming up on week 13, NFL Sunday, and perhaps Monday Night Football as well with my Giants and the New England Patriots. And among the topics, among the games that we will talk about in NFL Week 13, some interesting line movements with the Texans and the Colts that I think will surprise people when they hear it, and I've got a bet on that game. And I have got a thought, and I think it's going to be a bet on Black Friday with the Eagles and the Bears, and I guarantee you this, because you know I love both these teams this year. My thought, my bet on Eagles-Bears on Black Friday will surprise you. And then I'm going to explain it, and I think you're going to agree with me. Two tremendous guests will join us as we move along. The Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick. Best bets coming up for Week 13 in the NFL. We look forward to that with Drew. And our good pal, Danny Parkins, first things first on Fox Sports 1, celebrity Chicago Bears fan and former You Better You Bet co-host. We'll talk about the Bears and the Eagles, the Chiefs and the Cowboys, and more with Danny Parkins when he joins us coming up at 6:20 p.m. Eastern Time. And in the final hour, the power hour of the show, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Not a huge card tonight in the NBA. I've got at least one bet to share with everybody. Our guy Kenny Henderson on the board today. Kenny's trying to talk me into a second, and he might just succeed. At least one game tonight, at least one bet tonight in the association, and at least one college basketball bet tonight. I'm going to give out a bet a little later this hour for a game starting before we're off the air that starts while we're on the air during the show today, but at least one bet for games when we go off the air, and I'll just tell you the game. Gonzaga and Maryland. After we won last night with Gonzaga against Alabama, the Zags, more than a 2-touchdown favorite. Yes, I know it's basketball. Against the Terps, 14.5 the number in that game. We'll talk about it coming up a little later in the show. But we begin. Terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet days before Thanksgiving with Monday Night Football. Out of all the Monday Night Football games that have ever been played, this was certainly one of them, as the Niners beat the Panthers 20-9. Now, I don't know how much I can complain here. I mean, ask my wife. She'll tell you I complain all the time. I don't know how much I can complain about the betting night last night. 4-0 in the NBA. Absolutely smoked the NBA card. And if you were watching or listening to the end of the show yesterday, I bet earlier in the day. Sometimes I place my bets like during the break before the final segments of the show. I made a bunch of NBA bets during the day yesterday, and I'm looking at the markets as I'm giving the bets out just to give the updated, you know, side and totals, and the market's moving with me on everything. I beat the market on all these games. That doesn't mean I'm going to win. I end up winning all of them. I was feeling good last night. Had Gonzaga, lost with Oregon, but overall, hoops was great. Allow me, if you will, to kvetch. Is that how you pronounce that word? Kvetch? Kvetch and moan a little bit. Just didn't want to say bitch again. Bitch. There you go. Allow me to complain about a play in Panthers 49ers. And I can't prove this because we're never going to know how it would have turned out. And I'm not suggesting that the Panthers would have won the game. I had no vested interest in Carolina winning. I would have liked for them to have covered the spread. But there was a play in this game that cost me and others, and I always have and I appreciate it. Listeners of the show will message me on Instagram, will tweet me, whatever. They ride me on the bets. They ride with Nick Costos on the Prop Kings bets, on the side and the total bets, and I always appreciate that. The Carolina Panthers, at the end of the first quarter, and when we do the autopsy for Carolina, both for this game and for the Bryce Young era, we will discuss the play first and goal from the one where, obviously, we bet Panthers plus 7, and we also had Mitchell Evans anytime touchdown at 16-1. And they run play action, and Mitchell Evans is wide open. And Bryce Young not only doesn't throw him the ball, he could have run it in as well. So this is like a choose-your-own-adventure book, right? Bryce Young takes the snap. Play action. Defense bites. He can, A, turn to page 20 and throw a touchdown to Mitchell Evans and cash a huge anytime touchdown price for us. B, turn to page 30 and run the ball in. And in doing so, help us potentially cover Panthers plus 7. Or C, turn to page 69 and throw a horrible, horrible end zone interception. So we don't cash Mitchell Evans, we don't get the points, and the Panthers don't end up covering the spread. Aha, sports betting. You gotta love it. You absolutely have to love it. Do you? Yeah. Yeah. I guess you do. Let's talk about the 49ers. Win the game last night. San Francisco somehow, someway, is 8-4. With a point differential of plus 20. Now, I know it's cliche to say things like, so this is a cliche. I think it's true, but it is a cliche. This is one of the best coaching jobs of Kyle Shanahan's career. With all the injuries, whether it's Brock Purdy being out, here comes Mac Jones, 281-330-8004, all the defensive injuries that the Niners have suffered. I mean, like, the Niners trying to play defense this year without Fred Warner and Nick Bosa is like the Miami Heat playing basketball back in the day without LeBron and Dwayne Wade. Like, here's Chris Bosh and Mario Chalmers. Good luck. And I know it's a cliche. Best coach, like coach coaching team that's had a lot of success, now is like coaching a team that has no chance to win, but they're overachieving, and now this is the best coaching job of this guy's career. It is a cliche. Tried and true. Up there in the annals of cliches, like in sports, when an athlete's coming off a down year, and you get that report in training camp, whatever, athlete in best shape of his life. Oh, we get them every year. Or, like one of the great cliches in your personal life, when a remorseful husband has to say to his wife, "Honey, I promise, this time, I'm never drinking again." Got a little dark. Sorry. The San Francisco 49ers are somehow, someway, 8-4. And I'm going to be real. I don't think the Niners are very good. I actually think that they kind of stink. Now, there are levels to stinking, right? There's like the Penn Station bathroom in Midtown Manhattan. It's pretty awful. You walk in and it smells like the devil's urinating on you. It's terrible. There's, the New Orleans Saints. They're absolutely terrible. The Tennessee Titans with Cam Ward. They're absolutely terrible. There's a baby's diaper after the baby eats something that the baby should not eat. Absolutely brutal. The Niners are not at that level of stink. Like, they're not bad the way bad teams in the NFL are bad. They're not bad the way, like, the Giants are bad. They're not bad the way, like I said, New Orleans is bad or the Cardinals are bad. No, like, they're definitely better than that. But when you compare the 49ers to the truly elite, despite the fact that their record's 8-4, and that's why I'm saying great coaching job by Shanahan, right? Like, San Francisco's not as good as Philadelphia. San Francisco's not as good, despite the better record, as Detroit. Not as good as Green Bay. Not as good as the Rams. Not as good as the Seattle Seahawks. I don't care that in week one the Niners beat the Seahawks in Seattle. If they played tomorrow on a neutral, who do you think would be favored? Be honest. They're not as good as the Rams. I know they beat them earlier in the year, and then the Rams went to San Francisco a couple weeks ago and laid a million points on them. Like, miss me with it. I'm not trying to be a hater at all. I have no vested interest in it. I'm always honest with you, one way or another. I don't think the Niners exist in the elite tier of teams in the National Football Conference. Which doesn't mean that there's not good things to say about them. I actually think, and I don't think that he should get another head coaching job, and like he's being bandied about now is like he's going to get interviews, and I don't understand it. Like Robert Saleh, I think is miscast as a head coach in the NFL. I saw it up close and personal here for years with the Jets. I don't think he's a head coach. Like Vic Fangio's not a head coach. That's okay. Like he's an amazing defensive coordinator. Bobby Saleh is a tremendous defensive coordinator. And the way he's making this happen here, coaxing decent performances out of a defense, that's without all the good players, he's done an awesome job. And the Christian McCaffrey propaganda campaign on television today has been unbelievable. You would think this is like Al Jazeera for Christian McCaffrey here. Where it's like you would think that these people that are doing sports television have Christian McCaffrey offensive player of the year. I don't think he can win. Jonathan Taylor and JSN having insane seasons. But McCaffrey right now leads the NFL in carries and receptions. Simultaneously an RB1 and a wide receiver one in fantasy. There's a lot of good with the San Francisco 49ers. I'm not trying to bag on the team or say they can't win in the future. But as far as the 2025 NFL season is concerned, easy for me to say, this team has one fatal flaw that's going to prevent them from climbing the mountain. What is it? I'm going to tell you, but not right now. You'll have to wait until after the commercial break. Here, You Better You Bet on a Tuesday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Young keeps. He's got a man. Jair Brown.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Joe Buck with the call last night. That play absolutely sent me into orbit. Like floating in outer space. So pissed at Bryce Young for that play. And in that moment, and I almost tweeted this just like Twitter, X, whatever. App used to be so great. It sucks so bad now. It's horrific. And that's not a political commentary. It's not, I don't, about Elon and Doge. I don't care about any of this. Just like the app is not enjoyable. It sucks. Instagram is way better. Way better. You're way more positive. I might join Blue Sky. Not a political commentary. I don't care about any of that. Just like, I don't enjoy it. It's not really fun. I almost tweeted. I'm like, you know what? It's just like never, like, just don't tweet. Just never tweet. I think it's probably a good approach. I almost tweeted after the Bryce Young pick. Ton of football left to be played, obviously, at that point. It's 7-0. It's still the first quarter. Deep, deep down, every single person that bet the Carolina Panthers, and if you bet the over in the game, I guarantee you felt this way also. And if you bet Mitchell Evans anytime touchdown, like, you know this too. None of the bets are going to win. None of them. Like, it's done. 7-point dog, first and goal at the one, player wide open, quarterback can run it in, interception. Like, you lose. Not that you have to lose. Like, they could have covered the spread, obviously. They could have won the game. You never know what's going to happen. But if you've been betting for long enough, and I've been betting now, this is 2025. I started betting in 2004, my senior year of college. I've been doing this for over 2 decades. How many bets I've placed? It's not a brag. I'm just, like, saying, right? And always bet responsibly. You kind of know how things are going to go. It's just in that moment, like, we're just done. I'm going to tell you what that fatal flaw for the San Francisco 49ers that I teased going into the first break is in a moment, but we do have a piece of, I guess this is like semi-breaking news in the NFL, just to highlight the desperation of this team and this offense. And I'm curious if anyone out there listening, watching, so I'm about to tell you that an NFL team signed an offensive player who is currently a free agent. Do you have any idea what team I'm talking about, even if you can't connect the dots with the player, which would be understandable? But like playoff caliber team that desperately needs help on offense. Who do you think it is? If you guessed, the Buffalo Bills. We get the Brad Evans ding, ding, ding for you. They have just signed Brandon Cooks, who was released mutual. Like I think it was a mutual decision by Cooks and the Saints to part ways. Brandon Cooks is 32 years old, been on 50 different teams, which is wild given that there are only 32 in the NFL, a record that will never be broken. He's been traded like 17 times and is clearly done, like clearly, and had a nice career, like had a couple really nice seasons. New England with the Patriots, like played pretty well at points. The fact that the Bills are signing Brandon Cooks, they desperately need some speed. Someone to take the top off the defense. Remember the report that prior to the trade deadline, the Bills tried to trade for Jaylen Waddle, and then they played the Dolphins that week, and Jaylen Waddle mossed Maxwell Hairston for a touchdown, and the Dolphins upset Buffalo and South Beach. The Bills have no speed. They have no juice on offense. None. And the only juice that it feels like they have in the passing game is a white tight end. Seems bad. Dalton Kincaid. I'm guessing you're going to see Brandon Cook start playing like immediately for the Bills. And maybe his job is just run as fast as possible in a straight line to open things up underneath. But this isn't like 5 years ago for Brandon Cooks. He old, man. I don't know. Like, the Bills will make the playoffs because Josh Allen's too good. And we'll get to the Bills-Steelers game next hour when I roll through all the games for week 13 in the NFL. And maybe the Bills can win, obviously, like regardless of whether Cooks plays or not. They're a 4-point road favorite. The market's not going to move on the Cooks news. Can he matter at all? Does it matter for Buffalo? I actually don't think it does. You know I've been consistent on the Bills all season long, even from before the season started. A team that will win a bunch of games in the regular season and fold in January, like always, probably against the Kansas City Chiefs. But this year, maybe not. Can't wait to see who they lose to this year in excruciating fashion. Because for as good as Josh Allen is, the rest of that roster is not up to par, and I don't think the head coach has got it in him to win in Buffalo. So there you have it. There's about 3 minutes for you on the Buffalo Bills signing Brandon Cooks. Okay. Now, that fatal flaw as it concerns the San Francisco 49ers. Drum roll, please. The defense sucks. What? You're expecting Brock Purdy's interceptions? And yeah, like Brock Purdy needs to stop throwing interceptions. Multiple picks in 3 of his 4 starts this season. Three interceptions last night, and man, like, these interceptions are terrible. And Kyle Shanahan saying the right thing after the game and postgame. Like, I'm not concerned about Brock. Like, Brock's going to be fine. We'll get Brock rolling. Brock knows. Like, We didn't use the sound because we wanted to play the Bryce Young audio there, but you can find this sound on social media. Brock Purdy basically saying, yeah, like when I'm throwing interceptions like that, it does impact like my aggression as a quarterback. You don't want that. And I'm not saying that Brock Purdy's bad. Like, he's not. There's no quarterback controversy. Purdy's better than Mac Jones, despite what happened last night. Purdy, like, took the Chiefs to overtime in a Super Bowl. He's not a bad quarterback. But I do think he has pretty obvious physical limitations. I do think that. And it's one thing for Brock Purdy to go to a Super Bowl when the team around him is like the Monstars and the principal players are healthy and they're really good. Like, then, like, Purdy can take the keys and drive the car and, like, maybe win you a championship. Like, it's possible. Like, they could have won that Super Bowl against the 49ers a couple years ago, right? But if you're giving Brock Purdy the keys to, let's say it's not a Bentley, it's not a Maybach. Let's say you're giving him the keys to a Nissan Rogue. A decent car, right? I'm not trying to hate on the Nissan Rogue. I don't think Brock Purdy's taking you to the promised land in a Nissan Rogue. I don't think that's happening in a Hyundai Sonata. I used to drive a Hyundai Sonata. True story. When I lived in Fort Lauderdale, I'm not trying to paint myself as Romeo, but I'm like the height of my single life at that point. So I live in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, Kenny drives a Sonata. Kenny, I drove a Sonata for a long time. I'm also a lot older than you. So I'm with this very attractive Latin woman who's a couple years older than me, actually. And we're in my Sonata, in my parking garage at the apartment complex I live in Fort Lauderdale. And she goes to me, I like you, so it's okay. But I think you should get another car. I think this is like the 2025 San Francisco 49ers. And to be clear, I really liked my Hyundai Sonata. Shout out to Hyundai. I enjoyed that car. But yeah, this is like what it is. Like, that's what this is. This is not a Ferrari. It ain't. This is not a Maybach. This is not a Rolls Royce. And I don't know if Brock Purdy can take them to the promised land. And this defense has got significant issues right now for San Francisco. I don't think, when it comes down to it, the Niners, with this defense and the quarterback playing the way he is right now, can win 3 games in January and win the Super Bowl. I don't even think they can win the 3 games in January against the NFC with the defense being as bad as it is and Purdy potentially throwing interceptions. But I want to present a different way to think about San Francisco to everybody. The Niners currently have 8 wins, right? They're 8-4 following the win last night. Their next 2 games, this Sunday, on the road in Cleveland against Shedeur Sanders and the Browns, and I like the Browns to cover the spread in that game. The weather is going to be bad. The Browns' defense is awesome. But, like, San Francisco's probably going to win, right? They're 5.5-point road favorites. Let's just assume a win, and we don't have to talk about margin of victory for right now. They're going to win, okay? Then the bye. Then San Francisco comes out of the bye and hosts Tennessee. So you would think, like, any team can lose any game, right? But it feels like they're going to win the next 2. They're going to be favored, like, pretty big to win the next 2 games. That means they're 10-4. And the final 3 games of the year are not easy. At Indianapolis, home Chicago, which could be a game as it sets up, like, to determine a playoff team in the NFC in Week 17. Home Seattle. I think they're probably in with 10. So I think they're in with 2 more wins. They win one of those games and get to 11. Like, they're definitely in. They're in the playoffs. And they're not going to be the 7 seed if they win 11 games, right? So I think it's time to start thinking about, because I don't think San Francisco is going to win the NFC West. I don't think that's going to happen, right? The Rams look like they're going to win it, right? That you are going to get San Francisco on the road on wild card weekend, probably against the NFC North winner. Not definitely, but probably. Probably the NFC North winner, assuming that Philly and LA are the top 2 seeds in the NFC, which doesn't have to turn out that way, but that's my best guess. In a 1-game scenario, the Niners are capable of scoring 38 points on basically anybody. It doesn't have to go that way. Defense is bad enough that they could let up 40. Purdy could throw a bunch of interceptions and they could get railroaded, of course. But the upside of this offense, when everybody's healthy and Shanny's on his game, and I think he's, I've ragged on him in the past for some of his decision-making. He's so good. He's a magician. He's awesome. As the Spanish would say, El Mago, the magician. He's unbelievable. The Niners are capable of scoring 35 on anybody. Would you, the person watching you, the person listening, consider betting the Niners to win on the road at Detroit, on the road at Green Bay, on the road at Chicago, at Tampa, at Philly, at the Rams, at the Seahawks? When you think about it, it doesn't seem that unreasonable that they could win that game. I do not think they could win two more after that. So don't confuse what I'm saying. They are not going, and the betting market agrees with me. They're the sixth choice right now to win the NFC. I don't think it's going to happen. But we are going to have a very interesting conversation come playoff time, wild card weekend, about the San Francisco 49ers. You better you bet on this Tuesday. All right. We got to talk about the losers of last night's game. And the first thing I'd like to say when talking about the Carolina Panthers, six and six. They're 500. I have one word. How? Now, I love Dr. Eric Eager. If you don't know who that is, you're probably new to the betting content space. You're new to You Better, You Bet. Eric used to work for Pro Football Focus and Sumer Sports, and he used to come on You Better, You Bet every week. And now he's like the director of analytics for the Carolina Panthers. And he is like, he's brilliant and he's one of the nicest guys of all time. And I root for the Panthers. Like, doesn't mean I bet on them in every game. And you know that, our listeners and viewers. But if it helps him, like, I root for it to happen because I think he's great. It pains me to say this because I love the good doctor, Eric Eager. I hate this team. Like, I hate them. I'm sorry, Doc. I hate them. Like, I don't know what the point of it is. And maybe I'm not seeing through the forest, through the trees here. They're 6-6 with a point differential of minus 53. Like, they're not good. They're not. And they've been doing this, like, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing, where, like, one week they lose a million to nothing. The next week, Bryce Young throws for 448 yards. I don't think they're very good. And they're annoying. They're annoying because I feel like there's something there, like under the surface, that's like ready to burst. Unlike with J.J. McCarthy. I think that one, that genie might be stuck in that particular bottle. But there's something there with Carolina. And I think it might be as easy as saying it's just like the quarterback's not good enough. He's a backup. Like Bryce Young's a backup quarterback. I would take him as the Giants' backup quarterback for 10 years if I could. I think he's a great backup. He's like short Jameis Winston, basically. Wait, he could come in and throw for 400 yards in a game. He could also look like he did last night. He's like the box of chocolates in Forrest Gump, except like 80% of them are bad, and only 20% of them are good. You never know what you're going to get when a Carolina Panthers game starts. And I'm just done with it. Like, I'm over it. And I think the Panthers need to be done with it. Because there are building blocks on this roster. Got to get a little more talent infused on the defense. But you get a better quarterback. And like let and I didn't love. And you know what? We need to talk about Dave Canales a little bit. We'll do that on the other side. And then we'll talk some basketball here on You Better, You Bet. And I'm going to tell everybody, the national championship contender that has me super concerned early in the year, here on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Today's NBA Odds Boost token belongs in the starting five. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning NBA bet. Love BetMGM. I mean, these deals are unbelievable. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. You know, when you think about some of the great sick performances in the history of life, Michael Jordan's flu game comes to mind. Probably the shining example. When we get deep into the annals of history, people will remember Tyler Morales working through the Nashville flu since he got wasted all weekend in Tennessee, putting in the chat at the last moment the NBA Odds Boost token read. Good job, Tyler. Tyler's basically today is Michael Jordan. We appreciate you, Mr. Morales. Next hour on the show, we'll break down all the big college football games this weekend, including Georgia and Georgia Tech, and hit every single game week 13 in the NFL. We'll get to hoops in a moment, but just to wrap up Monday Night Football on the Panthers' perspective, some of the Dave Canales decisions in this game, like, Really bothered me. You might be wondering, does that have anything to do with the fact, Nick, that you bet the Panthers? Yes, jerk. It absolutely did. And it absolutely does. Canales has been pretty aggressive over the course of the year this year, and I respect that for a team that wasn't expected to be very good. You want to be aggressive, right? Try and steal wins. And he's been pretty aggressive over the course of the season. Had an early opportunity to go for it on 4th-and-1 close to midfield and rush them to the line, and then they end up punting the ball. Just like, come on, man. Just go for it. And when they score their first touchdown of the game to Tet McMillan, to Bryce to Tet, and just like Tet, I think, was the perfect example last night of the lights being a little too bright for the Carolina Panthers. Like, I was happy that this was the game last night on Monday night, and I said as much last week. I was looking forward to the game. Like, the Panthers, literally and figuratively, are not ready for primetime. Like, period. End of story. Tet dropping an easy pass, 7 targets, 2 catches. Some of that's on Bryce, some of it's on him. Xavier Legette going out of bounds before catching a ball. Just, like, issues everywhere with this team on offense. Panthers kick the extra point to make it 17-10, right? Penalty on San Fran. Ball gets moved to the 1. Let's go for 2. Okay. You pass it. What? If you're going to pass it, why not just pass it from the 2 and go for it? Go for 2 for there. Forget about the extra point. And that brings us to the curious case of Rico Dowdle, where fantasy football owners across the country want the Panthers to do what Cash Patel would like to do to the NBA. Hit him with the Rico. And the Panthers have been hitting him with the Rico with a lot of success. Last night, Rico Dowdle, 6 carries, 38 yards. But Nick, Yo, the Panthers were out of the game. They got blown out, right? No. They were in the game. And Dave Canales called a billion plays. So I want to make sure I have the stats here, because it wasn't a million passes just because in terms of the number of plays the Panthers ran. 29 pass attempts for Bryce Young. 29 attempts. And Bryce Young took a sack in the game. So 30 dropbacks for Bryce Young. 6 carries for Rico Dowdle. And Rico's been the best part of this offense along with Ted. Dave Canales saying after the game that he wanted to carry over the momentum from last week when Bryce threw for 448 yards, a Panthers franchise record. The conspiracy theorist in me believes that the Panthers, that this was kind of like, let's see what Bryce has got. And he doesn't have it. And now I think they're way less likely to make the playoffs. I have no interest seeing Bryce Young start any more games for the Carolina Panthers. At least not next year. This year he can suck. Andy Dalton's terrible too. But if this organization really wants to kick it up a notch, man, Canales, I'm sure, is going to come back. And you have to see what he can do with a quarterback that's not Bryce Young and not Andy Dalton. I don't see it at all here with Bryce Young anymore. Last note on the Panthers. So they're huge dogs to make the playoffs, huge dogs to win the NFC South. They're 6-6, the Bucs are 6-5, and Baker Mayfield might not play on Sunday. And the Panthers do play the Bucs in 2 of the final 3 games of the season. You can make a case that the Panthers could win the division. Maybe they go 8-9 and win the division if Tampa's going to be brutal down the stretch. I'll keep going back to this gauntlet that the Bucs have been on coming out of their bye, with Baker clearly not healthy in the New England game. You lose at home to the Patriots, and Baker doesn't run at all. He's obviously not healthy in that game, right? They get railroaded on Sunday night by the Rams. That was just like, again, Stafford's in God mode. What are you going to do? And then they allow 44 points, and Josh Allen becomes Superman the week before. Schedule's going to get easier for the Bucs. I think the Panthers qualify as an easy opponent. I still think it's going to be Tampa. But hey, someone wants to make a case for the Panthers, I guess you can make it. I don't think the quarterback's any good. I don't think it's going to happen. I have no interest personally in making those bets on Carolina. You better you bet on this Tuesday. Want to get some hoops into the show, both the NBA and college basketball. Really fun night, betting-wise, for yours truly, as I detailed earlier. And yes, when I win my bets, I probably talk about them a little bit more. Do you know what that makes me? 2 things. 1, a human. 2, someone who does content in the sports betting space. No lies detected. Coming into the year in the NBA, I, and many others, it's really easy, and we were talking about this, Femi and I were, before the season even ended in the NBA. Like, back in June, we were talking about this. When Halliburton tore his Achilles, and Tatum tore his Achilles, and Dame tore his Achilles. And at that point, you knew like something was up with Milwaukee. Are they going to be a legit championship contender? That the Eastern Conference was going to be wide ass open. And true to form, it has been, to this point in the calendar, wide ass open. Where the top 3 teams in the Eastern Conference right now are the Detroit Pistons, who won their 13th straight game last night, beating the Indiana Pacers. And I bet Indiana in that game. And just to say this about Indiana, like, I think at some point they're going to start, like, actually tanking. They're 2-15. Halliburton's not coming back, obviously. They have been very scrappy, as opposed to early in the year when they were miserable. And I like betting them right now as a huge underdog. Plus 10.5 last night, lost by 5, and, like, had a chance to win this game at the end before Cade and the Pistons pulled away. So Detroit has won 13 straight games. The Pistons are 15-2. The Pistons have tied the longest win streak in franchise history. On 2 other occasions, the Detroit Pistons have won 13 games in a regular season consecutively. In both of those years, the bad boy team in 88-89, and my buddy Rip Hamilton and company, and, you know, the mafia adjacent Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups in 03-04. Both previous Pistons teams that won 13 in a row in a regular season won the NBA title. So Detroit's won 13 straight. How about the Toronto Raptors, who are 13-5 and have won 8 straight games after beating the Cavs last night. And currently in third in the East, the Miami Heat, who I said coming into the year should blow it all up. And I actually think I'm right about this, that like I don't think they can win the East. I don't think so. And thus, they should probably start rebuilding. But I mean, that they've been really good. And Eric Spoelstra's done an unbelievable job. They're 12-6. And I don't claim to know the X's and O's of basketball. I don't like watch an NBA game and be like, wow, that was a great like out of bounds play, out of timeout play. Or did you see that back screen? Like I don't watch basketball like that. But I consume a lot of content from people that I think are really smart. And they're all talking about like this unbelievable up-tempo offense that Eric Spoelstra is running to maximize the talent on his team. Similar to the offense that Tomas Iasolo is running for the Memphis Grizzlies, except the Heat are winning and they don't have to deal with like the malignance that is Ja Morant. Who did anyone catch, by the way, Ja Morant taking shots at Klay Thompson over the weekend while wearing a sweatsuit? And then Klay just obliterating Ja Morant in postgame. Very calmly saying, nothing personal, just he talks a lot for someone who doesn't play and has no accountability and isn't out there enough, and he needs to like be more accountable and like give the fans what they want. Ja Morant, his descent from massive babyface to heel, and he's not even like a cool heel. And you could even say if you're one of these whack jobs, and I guess like there's something, you know, whatever, when he's doing like the gun stuff on Instagram. And I laughed last year when he did the gun thing against the Miami Heat on that Thursday night game. Just like, this guy can't help himself. Like, some people are addicted to sex. Some people can't stop drinking. Ja Morant is addicted to pantomiming guns. It was kind of funny. I think we've reached the point where it's not funny anymore. And also, by the way, like, he kind of stinks. Like, he's not good at basketball anymore. He doesn't drive to the basket. He's an awful jump shooter. He doesn't show effort consistently on defense. Why would anyone trade for him? Like, I said, yo, they should trade Ja Morant. Like, at least the LaMelo Ball stuff with Charlotte, he wants to get traded. At least LaMelo's good. I don't think Ja Morant's even good. Like, at least Trae Young's good. Ja Morant ain't even good. Anyway, back to the Miami Heat. They get Tyler Hero back last night. He looks good in his first game back from the injury. And the Heat have won 5 straight games. So, true to form, right? Wide open East. Detroit, Toronto, Miami, your current top 3 seeds. Detroit, I think, is obviously the team of the 3 that's the closest to being a true competitor. And I'm a Knicks fan telling you this. Like, ball bounces the different way. Maybe you get a better call in one of the games in Detroit at the Palace. Maybe. Maybe the Pistons win that series against my Knicks. Maybe. Maybe. My opinion, I think the Pistons are probably a year away from truly being a primetime competitor, which doesn't mean they can't make the playoffs, go to the Eastern Conference Final this year. I just don't think they can win. I don't think they're ready yet. I'm not hating. They're awesome. I don't think the Raptors are ready. I don't think the Heat have enough talent. Maybe Norm Powell will just drag them across the finish line. He's been unbelievable. Maybe I'm being a little stubborn. I still think it's the Knicks and the Cavs. I still think so. Towns 37 last night. Knicks beat the Nets again. 12th straight time. Absolutely love that as a Knicks fan. I still think they're the best teams. And when we get to the postseason, those will be the teams at the top of the odds board, like they are right now, to win the Eastern Conference. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. We will start hour number 2 with some college hoops and previewing the big games rivalry week in college football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.